أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويسألونك عن الروح، قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how insan reacts and responds when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains how he reacts when some calamity, misfortune, or some bad evil strikes him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how every person acts and behaves according to his own style, and his style and his behavior, his reaction, is influenced by the surroundings that he chooses for himself and also the company that he has adopted. In the next ayah, ayah number 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of one of the questions that the Jews had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were certain questions that they had asked him on one occasion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in detail answered the first two questions. The third question was regarding the ruh, the soul, the spirit, which keeps everything alive. Without the ruh, even though every organ of the body may be in a good condition, then too the body becomes lifeless. So this ruh is something very special. This ruh does not have a physical body. It is not something perceptible. So they came and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يسألونك عن الروح. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask you regarding the ruh, meaning the true nature. Up to this day, no one understands the true nature of the ruh. What is the ruh? What is it made up of? What are the functions of the ruh apart from giving us life and keeping things alive? All we know is that when ruh is injected into a creature, life comes into the creature. When the ruh is removed, that thing dies and has no life, becomes lifeless. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الروح من أمر ربي. The ruh, the soul, is something that is from the command of your Rabb. Min amri Rabbi. It is from the command of my Rabb. I do not understand its true nature. I do not have enough knowledge to understand the characteristics of the ruh and the reality of the ruh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the knowledge of the secrets of the ruh unto himself. Allah did not reveal those secrets and that knowledge to even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الروح من أمر ربي. The ruh is something which is from the command of my Rabb. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows that up by informing them and informing every one of us that you have only been given a very little knowledge. Whatever knowledge you possess, no matter how much of knowledge you possess and how far you have excelled in the field of knowledge or in the field of any science, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, understand this much, that your knowledge is very, very, very limited and you have been given very little knowledge. With all that knowledge and with all the advancement and with all the research, you still cannot understand a ruh, that which keeps you alive. That which keeps you alive, which keeps you running, which keeps you functioning, that thing you have not even understood its true nature and the true reality of the ruh. So can you imagine how little knowledge you then possess over other things? وَلَئِن شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And then Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but of course this message is directed more to the ummah, that if we wish, we can take away that which we have revealed to you. Meaning, even that little knowledge that you have, it is not your property, it is the property of Allah. So you, in reality, you know nothing. You know nothing. Allah first says you have very little knowledge, and sometimes that knowledge, or through that knowledge, you feel you are somebody, or you are better than the next person, or because of that knowledge you have ascended to a certain position or to certain heights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even that knowledge that you have, that little knowledge that you have, we can even take that away. That can also be taken away from you. So knowledge is a great ni'mah. Knowledge is a great bounty. Whatever knowledge it is that we possess, every form of knowledge is beneficial. Knowledge is that which has made us better and the best of all creation. And it is through knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us superiority over all other species and all other creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into existence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا إِن شِئْنَا, and if we so will, لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, we can take away even that which that we have revealed to you. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا, you will not find anyone out there on whom you can rely against us. Then you will not find anyone out there who will be a source of knowledge for you and through whom you can gain and acquire knowledge. Ultimately, all knowledge comes from Allah. Allah is the possessor of all knowledge, the knowledge of every science. Its true source is Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah releases into the dunya according to the need and according to the circumstances in the dunya. Think about it. What knowledge people have now, they did not have this knowledge in the past. The discoveries they have made now, they did not make those discoveries in the past, but they did not need it. They survived and they lived and they moved on with the knowledge that they possessed in that era, because that was the knowledge that was required and needed for that time and period. Now, there are different illnesses, there are different diseases, there are different challenges, there are different types of discoveries that are made, and accordingly Allah has released the knowledge. According to the need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has released the knowledge. So can you imagine how much of knowledge and how vast the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? In fact, it is unimaginable how vast and how deep the knowledge of Allah is. Allah then says, if we take away this knowledge, then you shall not find anyone else to rely upon against us. Illa rahmatan min rabbik. Allah says, this is only rahmah from your Rabb. The knowledge that you have, whatever knowledge that you have, however much and however little knowledge you have, Allah says it is rahmah from Allah. One form of mercy. Many a times we want to understand that when the Quran speaks of mercy or Allah's mercy, what exactly is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah gives us one example of His mercy and how He expresses His mercy. One example of how He allows you to enjoy His mercy, and that is in the form of knowledge. Allah says, إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. It is only rahmah, mercy, an expression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that He allows you to possess and to acquire knowledge. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed the bounty and the grace that you enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed this bounty of His upon you is something really great. Inna fadlahu kana alayka kabira. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la in ijtama'at al-insu wal-jinn, if all of humankind and all of the jinn kind, they all get together with what objective in mind? Ala ayyatu bimithli hadha al-Qur'an, to produce a scripture similar to the Qur'an. That is the objective. Allah has presented this challenge on more than one occasion. Right? 1,500 years ago, Allah has presented this challenge that all of jinnkind, all of mankind come together to produce a Qur'an similar to this Qur'an. La ya'tuna bimithlih. Allah says they will never be able to produce a Qur'an like this Qur'an. Allah is drawing our attention to something, that the main source of knowledge is the Qur'an. And that's why Allah speaks of knowledge, and then immediately after knowledge, He speaks of wahi. He speaks of divine revelation. He speaks of Quran. This is the main source of knowledge. And that is in the form of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, the rulings that are found in the Quran, and whatever else is related to Quran, which is the ahadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other knowledge will change. Every other discovery will be amended. And we find this. Textbooks are changed, textbooks are amended, discoveries are made, and certain ways of doing certain things are found to be incorrect, and research are found to be invalid by researches that come at a later stage. But one knowledge that remains sound, that remains unadulterated, that remains unamended, and it will never change, is the knowledge of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us and blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with, and of course the extended knowledge, and that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ. They will never be able to produce anything like the Quran. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Even if some of them are supporters unto others. May Allah grant us the understanding.